This is JIS News. Coming up, legislation prepared for improvement of the public procurement process. Small and medium enterprises to benefit from electronic vouchers for technical assistance. And Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities continues island-wide registration drive. The details after the break.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Now the news. Legislation has been prepared and consultations are underway to improve the public procurement process. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says this is part of the government's commitment to improving its internal operations. There will also be further modification and rollout of additional elements of the Central Treasury Management System, CTMS, later this year. The system is used in the management of cash, government's bank accounts, financial planning and forecasting of cash flows, public debt management, administration of foreign grants and counterpart funds from international lending and donor agencies, and financial assets management.
The Central Treasury Management System has improved the management of public funds. Among the benefits being realized under the system is a significant decrease in associated bank charges to the government and reduced borrowing by government.
The Central Treasury Management System is a critical component of the government's economic reform program. Come next month, the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, will be providing a voucher for technical assistance to eligible small and medium enterprises, SMEs. The vouchers will help these enterprises obtain capacity development services with the aim of improving their chances of accessing credit.
The DBJ will finance 70% of the cost of the services with vouchers of values ranging from $100,000 to $300,000 to be accessed by up to 85 small and medium-sized enterprises. The voucher system will go live in May 2014.
Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips. The electronic vouchers will be issued by financial institutions and redeemed by SMEs at Business Development Organizations, BDOs. The Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD, is in Phase 2 of its mass island-wide registration drive. Under Phase 2, the JCPD is seeking to register some 31,000 persons with disabilities across Jamaica. Executive Director of the JCPD, Christine Hendricks, says the information gathered will be entered into the Council's newly developed electronic system.
So once we collect that information, we will begin the data entry process into our new electronic system that is currently being done back under the same project. And then we will therefore have the information electronically rather than the paper-based system that we have been using over the years. And so that is the reason it is very, very important for not only new people to register, but for persons who were registered already but did not re-register since February 2013, they need to be re-registered.
Mrs. Hendricks was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Phase 2 of the JCPD registration drive started on April 7 and is set to end June 30. And the Ministry of Agriculture is moving to obtain two surveillance drones as part of plans to strengthen the monitoring of Jamaica's marine space and improve safety at sea. Agriculture Minister Roger Clark says ministry personnel are currently in discussions with the Jamaica Defense Force Coast Guard and the Marine Police towards obtaining the drones. Funding to purchase the drones is being provided by a private sector entity.
The drones will be fitted with cameras and will deploy as necessary, and will have the capacity to transmit data back to base, which will assist in detecting and deterring poachers, as well as to assist with search and rescue at sea.
The Agriculture Minister was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 budget debate in Gordon House earlier this week. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.